For about a half a century, from the late 1800s up to 1947, black baseball players weren't allowed to play in the major leagues. So starting in the early 1920s, they formed their own. Negro League play was pretty popular, drawing as many as 3 million fans to ballparks by the 1942 season. But players didn't make as much money as their major league counterparts. Their monthly salaries were around a couple of $100, while Babe Ruth, at his peak, made $80,000 for the season in 1930. Major league salaries fell off during the Great Depression, but by 1947, the highest paid player, a guy by the name of Hal Newhouser, was making $70,000 a year. That was the year that Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in the major leagues, signing a contract with the then Brooklyn Dodgers for an annual salary of $5,000. After the major leagues started to integrate, the Negro Leagues held on for a couple more years, with the last one ultimately shutting down in 1960.